Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom here, the Wednesday podcast. Rastafari Wisdom Wednesdays. Hail out to the Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom to Zion War Child. Shalom to those doing the labor, the work, the word, sound, and power, the fellowship, the love, the light of the King of Kings Christ. Right here, 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 Wednesday podcast, Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday 19th sabbatical study, Teruma, contribution offering. Here we're in the prep for building the tabernacle, the sanctuary in the wilderness, post-Exodus. But here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 42. We're going to ride up right here, here, here. Yeah.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect. God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Hail Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence.
Salamta Beit Hesed, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay. Set my feet upon a rock and establish my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I forward. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know yourself. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not declared your faithfulness and your salvations. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seeks to destroy my life. Let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, Aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
Now I just left my grandmother and gone all about it, my friend. Born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look at road. And we used to suffer. Really, really suffer.
Together against me. Against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. When shall I forward and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night.
Not night. Them try not to get me out. How them are gonna stop me now? King Celestia, you let me out. How them are gonna chop me now? And every time you chop me, them try to bring me down. Sometimes you feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. Rather you alone.
They continually say to me, Where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep. The noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemy reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down on my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and your tabernacle.
Well, you know what I'm saying? A life over death.
Go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance, and my God. Yeah, man, a solid thing, is it? Yeah. But we are born of wicked people right now. But we are born of bad mind people and evil, Lord, man. Yeah, man. Oi, oi.
Yeah, you may say now. You know the boss this, man. I tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, not care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up rising in the morning beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing they give you on the earth. Protect us from danger, these plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, aka Popcorn, the Annual Boss, the 76 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you are a devil every time, here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he seeth that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay it not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be, or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Ha, our eye hath seen it.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, My foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Thank you.
24. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud.
Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendon Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Iadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on hand.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. I be Bible. Shout up.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. So here, discussion topics. Come. Make reasoning topics here from Shabbat Mishpatim, from the 18th sabbatical study, the Shabbat Strong, and the Shabbat HaMishpatim. Discussion topics, so some reasoning topics. So here's not so much like with the questions where we refer directly to HaTorah, refer directly to answers or to the text. This is just some reasonings, important reasonings right here. There's about 10 of them. Let's go through them. Let's begin off here for the 18th sabbatical study, the Shabbat known as Shabbat Mishpatim, Shabbat HaMishpatim, Senvet Sarat. Here. Come back with reason. First item of discussion of reasonment. In this week's Torah, this sabbatical study for the 18th sabbatical study, Mishpatim. This is from the H4C, Hebrew for Christians. Here he has slavery. So let's read the question as is. In this week's Torah portion, slavery seems. I mean, everything that seems to be don't really be what it be, but slavery seems to be tolerated within the ancient Israelite economy. It seems to be. Well, that's a faulty term right there, slavery, enslavement, or servitude. Which one is it? The term, more correctly, is servitude. Has to do with labor, right? Has to do with labor. Now, there's some force, right? There's conditions of forced labor. For example, a thief being caught, tried, and convicted and found guilty of the theft and cannot pay, right, for the theft, cannot return the property by paying for it, right, or the fee imposed for that violation. Therefore, that one was put into forced servitude. They had to work off that particular debt, right? So when it says in this Torah reading and feeding sabbatical study, right, in the Torah, right, slavery seems to be tolerated. First of all, it's tolerated because of the confusion in terms. If you look in the King James Version of the Bible, right, which was the Bible used over the majority of the 400 year, we have 1611, right, from that particular time moving forward. So do the math, 400 years. This is the point of reference. If you look in that particular version, you do not find the term slavery. If you look in some of these pseudo-Bibles of today, these modern translations that came up maybe in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even in the 2000s, now these were nowhere to be found, right, within that 400-year period of time for the once lost, now found black and brown sheeple, the people, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel. So a more correct, right, reading of this, right, would be, the term slavery is the term we use today because of how they have programmed us. So we read the Bible says the Hebrew servant, but then we imagine, right, that we see slave and we get confused. So in this Torah reading and feeding, it seems that slavery was tolerated within the ancient Israelite economy. Now we know that that's a confusion of terms right there. Come out of her, come out of Babylon, come out of confusion, confusion of terms, confusion of words. But how can so-called slavery, quote, end quote, strong quotes, right, of any kind be deemed acceptable, especially when Yahuwah Atzmo, when Jehovah himself, Egziavia Rasu, redeemed Yisrael from the what's called nowadays, even in nowadays Judaism and Christianity, the house of slavery. The fact is they have confused the terms, right? It's a confusion of terms. Right, so we just touch on that first discussion topic matter because we've been on that terminology ever since we started to recognize the trick, right? The trick that they do, right, in this translation and with their translations, and then even the sleight of hand that they do even after that. Even though we have the translation, the KJV, people still imagine that they see slavery, and then they'll read Bibles that were translated after the period of the 400 years or in the later period of time after the epicenter of the deeds done did, and imagine that back in those days they was reading the Bible and they actually said slave and slavery instead of servant and servitude. So how were the laws, the Torot, regarding the treatment, right, of so-called slaves, or more correctly, of servants, here's the true question. How were the Torah, the laws regarding the treatment of servants, different than those of the Tawi, the two lands, Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Egypt? So how were the laws regarding the treatment of so-called slaves, more correctly, servants, different than those of Egypt, than those of the Tawi, and those of the two lands that we refer to as Mitzrayim? How were they different, Chabarim? Come. Make a reason. Discussion topic number two. Second discussion topic regarding the sabbatical year, known as the Shemitah, the sabbatical year, Shemitah in the Hebrew, the Shemitah. The sabbatical year required that every seventh year, a field of land, must remain fallow, not being used, must rest, remain fallow. And a jubilee year, a yobel, requires that all so-called slaves, strong quotes again, just going from the notes here, right, but here correcting, right, all servants, whether it was a servant who, because of poverty, sold his service, or whether it was one who had to work off a debt because of the courts, that all were to be set free. All debts were to be canceled. And the land would be, quote, reset. The land would be reset to its original inheritances. So its original inheritance amongst the B'nai Yisrael, among the sons of Israel. Now, here is a case in an area when we talk about the original inheritance and the ownership, right, after Yahuwah, Jehovah Eloheinu, went to the sons of Israel. So even though there was one law for the stranger and the homeborn, right, the only one area we can say that was mainly different was regarding the ownership, right, or the original inheritances. It's referred to as inheritances, right? The ownership of the land is Yahuwah Eloheinu. He is the owner, earth's rightful ruler. But here we have in the sabbatical year, the Shemitah, it required that every seventh year a field of land must remain fallow, without use, and a yobel, or known as the yovel, required that all servants, so-called pseudo-slaves, servants were to be set free, and that all debts were to be canceled. So we have debt cancellation right here, every seventh year. And the land, right, the land would be, quote, reset, end quote, to its original inheritances. So the only ones that can inherit land were those who could prove their pedigree. And this is the true interpretation of what we have in the fourth book of Moses, of Moshe, fourth book of the Bible, known as Numbers, right? In the very first chapter, where there's a lot of controversy among different Hebrews and Israelites about, well, who is a Hebrew or Israelite? Well, you are what your father is. If your father is an Israelite, you know, then you are Israelite. That is true according to the area of scripture they're referencing, but the purpose of it, as it says, they have a zeal, right? A zeal, but it's not according to knowledge. The true context of this is what we're speaking about right here. The original inheritances were amongst the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, and amongst the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, those who can trace their pedigree, right, their descent, right, to the 12 sons, right, to, we could say, the 12 patriarchs, the sons of Yaakov, of Yisrael. We have this in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 17, concerning the sabbatical, the Shemitah year, right? The seventh year requirement concerning a field remaining fallow, the Yovel, the Yobel, the Yubelu, the Jubilee year that required all servants or so-called slaves to be set free, all, and all debts to be canceled, debt cancellation, and the land being reset to its original, the original inheritances, and the original inheritances, according to the pedigree, are amongst the descendants of the 12 patriarchs, the 12 sons of Yaakov, of Yisrael. Leviticus 25, verses 8 to 17. So let's discuss, let's reason on the, what's the viability,
the viability, via, to live from the I think that's a Greek theia, viability. What is, right, the viability? Let's discuss the viability of these practices. Is there any viability of these practices? Seventh year, land remaining fallow, without use, a yobel, a jubilee year, where all servants or slaves will be set free, all debts will be canceled, the land being reset to its original inheritances. So let's discuss the viability, right? You can say the sustainability, the workability, the viability of these practices. And what benefit to society, right? Society as a whole, and to the Beta Israel in particular, they would yield. Let's reason on the viability of these said sabbatical year, Shemitah year practices, and what practical and what real benefits to society they would yield. Question, reasonment, discussion topic three right here. Discussion topic three. Come. Make reason. The sages, the scholars of Torah, they interpreted that the Torah statement, there's a Torah statement, ein tachat ein, eye, an eye for an eye, ein tachat ein, eye for an eye, ein tachat ein, exclusively, in terms of financial restitution. So, the ancient sages, right, of HaTorah, right, they interpreted the Torah statement, ein tachat ein, eye for an eye, ein tachat ein, almost to say like eye under an eye, but eye for an eye, ein tachat ein. They interpret the eye for an eye exclusively in terms of financial restitution. Now, a whole discussion point on the statements of Martin Luther King Jr. concerning the eye for an eye, where he said if we practice that, we all be blind. And basically, he was regurgitating so-called this one named Mahatma Gandhi fire, you know. But they had the wrong interpretation. And this is interesting because many of them were marching around with the European Jews, and no European Jews ever said, hey, you know, that the way we practice, the way we know this and have learned this, is not literally, but it's actually interpreted exclusively in terms of financial restitution. How many of y'all knew that when you hear the eye for an eye, that an eye for an eye was never literal? They trick. They keep tricking the people, right? You know, so it's like ones know that it means financial restitution. However, ones are looking at it literally. This is why when we look in Torah, how come we don't find any place in Torah? At least one example. For most of these Torot, most of these things, we do have many examples. We have examples, at least one example for the majority of what we have here in HaTorah, right? But how come we don't have a literal example of you punching, you know, you took out my eye, I took out your eye? We don't find that there. So therefore, we have to understand the Hebraic, the idiom. We have to understand the language, right? We need to look at the linguistic science here. Ein tachat ein. Eye for an eye is interpreted exclusively and applied in terms of financial restitution. Money, right? Or in the Hebrew, the kesef, referring to the silver, like in the Ethiopian economy of the King of Kings, we have the bur is silver, right? But generally interpreted as money. Money must be given commensurate to the injury suffered by the vic or the victim in a civil case. Now, this targum, this interpretation, this turgum, right, this making sense of it, right, this interpretation, however, is based, right, on ancient Judaic, Yehudi, and Hebraic, the oral law. And as we mentioned concerning the oral law and the preliminary, remember the preliminary questions, the Torah, Torah she'be'al peh, the Torah, right, upon the mouth, the direction, instruction up on the mouth, as it has been reasoned out. In other words, in the ancient times, of course, it was like, well, how do we apply this? Do you think the Israelites heard this as literal, right? Understanding the context, they did not. So based on Yehudi, the Yehudi Torah, Sheb al-Peh, the oral law, we see the oral tradition, right? And it's not based on the literal, the letter of the law of the Torah, right? Sheh biktav. The Torah sheh biktav. The Torah sheh that which is be in on ketav, on the writing, in the writing, the Torah sheh biktav, right? So it's not based on the letter. Right, the literal interpretation, the written word of Torah itself. Now, the Talmud, when we say Talmud, this is the operative word in Hebrew that means teaching. There's many kinds of teaching. So even we, right, as a called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, we say, give us the teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. So the teaching, we're talking about the general principle of Talmud is teaching, right, is teaching. And a disciple is a Talmid. As the disciples of Robeinu Yeshua, disciples of Yeshua, Robeinu, and our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, referred to as a Talmudim. But the Talmud, the teaching, it discusses formulas for determining compensation, ein tachat ein, eye for eye. It refers to the difference in value between a servant who could be sold, right, before the injury with the later condition, right? Or we say burn for burn. What does burn for burn? Make sense out of this. Make some sense. What's the targum, the interpretation? So when we say make sense, making sense is now interpreting and applying this, right, in reality. The burn for burn, it refers to the amount of money someone would be willing to accept for the pain and suffering. Well, what about wound for wound? Wound for wound, this here, it refers to the value of lost employment. Right? What we're speaking about here is not the pseudo-slaves, but we're speaking about employment and employ, right, and so on. Now, let's reason on the idea of compensation, reasoning on the ein tachat ein, the eye for an eye, from the true Hebraic Judaic context, right, of a term of financial restitution. Let's discuss the idea of compensation for injury, right, and what criteria, right, might be used. What criteria in the context, even here, of this Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat, Mishpatim, Chaverim. Come. Make I and I reason. Discussion topic number four. Here. Discussion topic number four right here. Let's discuss the role, right, of Judaic theological, right? Judaic and Hebraic, the theological, right? The theological tradition in relation to the Torah Shebiktab, in relation to the Torah Sheh biktav, the Torah in writing, or the written Torah. What are your views? What's I and I views? Come, let's reason on our views. What are your views about the role of the oral tradition, right, or the Torah, right, sheh be'alfeh, right, on the mouth? Can you think of a good reason, right, a good reason? Right. Are there any good reasons to respect the Yehudi, the ancient Judaic and Hebraic tribe and tradition? And for the Chaverim, let's put this in light of Robeinu, Yeshua's statement, even to the Samaritan woman, where he said to her that ye, that y'all, right, as, quote, you could say Jews or Israel, so to speak, right, worship that which you know not, we know that which we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Now, according to the Gospel of Yohanan, John's Gospel, we find that there. So the two reasoning subjects, right, in question are, what are your views, right, about the role of the oral tradition, the oral law, the Torah, Sheh Ba'al Peh, and can you think of a good reason, so any good reasons to respect or to honor, right, Yehudi, right, Judaic tradition, right? Now, what I have in front of me right here is an interesting diagram here, where we see the written Torah and the oral Torah, right? Almost like, say, like two columns, Right? See, we have two columns comparing the written Torah, the Torah shebiktav in writing, shebiktav, and the Torah shebealpeh, the Torah on the mouth, the oral tradition. Right? So from the Torah shebiktav, the written Torah, we have mitzvot. We have commandments. Right? We also have the narrative context of Torah. Then from the mitzvot, the commandments, right, we have the mitzvot, right, and the de'orata. Now here we're bringing out now how the commandments move forward to like the mishpatim, right here for this 18th mishpatim, also sometimes referred to as laws or judgments more correctly, or the verdicts or the sentences vis-a-vis judgments. Then we have the chukot are the decrees, right, the decrees. Then we have the edot are the testimonies or the testimonials. So we have the Torah, the written Torah shebiktav, right? Then we have the mitzvot, the commandments, or in particular, here, a point of reference is to all the commandments, 613, but in the specific context, right, we have the 10 words, the commandment. Then this now moves forward to the judgments, mishpatim, to the chukot, to decrees, or the ordinances in that sense, the chukot, and then the edot. Now on the other side of the column, right, vis-a-vis the written Torah, we have the oral Torah. So we're looking at the Torah shebiktav and the Torah shebealpeh. Shebealpeh, the mouth. We have this tradition that comes down to the halakha. Now the halakha, literally from halak to walk, right, like walking it out, putting it in effect, walking it out. So here this may be interpreted as the applications. The applications from the tradition, the application. We have the midrash, right? The midrashim, which are like the studies, right? Along with the agada. The agada is like the retelling, right? Or like the narration, like Pesach. Passover, there's a traditional Haggadah. And agada come from Haggad, and we have the sense of Hagid, to tell. Right, this is in the category where it says to tell it to your son, tell it to your children, and telling it to the children, telling it to our sons. Here is the root, right, according to the context of the Torah, shebe'alpeh, right, on the mouth, right, the agada, right, which is the telling, the narrative, right. Then we have the midrashim. Collectively, this comes in the context of the midrashim, the midrash. For example, the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, right, can be seen, right, from a Hebraic, a Judaic view, as a particular and a peculiar type of midrash, having midrash and also having agada, right? And within it, the teachings of Rabbeinu Yeshua, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, we have halakha, how to walk it out, where he says, well, it is written here. Yeshua uses these Judaic, Hebraic, right, key words. It is written. Right, shebiktav, is it not written? Right, and then he is doing what? He is speaking. Right, he is speaking this out. Shebealpeh, right, and speaking out the halakha, the walk, how to walk it out, how to live it out. When the disciples came to him, well, if we're to forgive seven times, and what if your brother offends you this many times, so forth and so on. Halakha, applications. Now this now descends. Right, as we have from the written Torah, we have the written narrative, right, and in the written Torah, we have the mitzvot. In the oral tradition, the oral Torah, we have the halakha, we have as it's applied over time, based on the agadah, the haggadah, the telling, hagid, you shall tell it to your children, and then the study on this, the reflexive, the midrash, as we said, the New Testament, right, is basically the Nazarenes, right, the Nazarene, I, Rabbi of Rabbis, his midrash is contained. The Agadah is there. Also, he gives us the halakha there, right? He says, you have read or it is written in old times. And then he'll say, but I say to you in that saying, right? So we have a oral tradition, even in the Brit Chadasha. And this is why Yeshua is referred to as a rabbi. And this is why those who he was disputing with were other rabbis of other traditions. So he was correcting, writing, and exacting, right, the halakha as well as the agada and the midrashim. right? Now, this here, it leads to the mitzvot and de Rabbanan, the mitzvot. So from the oral tradition, right, the oral Torah to the halakha directly, you know, because the halakha links with the mitzvot, right, as the oral Torah and tradition links with the written Torah and tradition, right? But from the halakha, the applications, right, we have three areas. We have takanot, which is case law and case study, the gezerot, which are restrictions, and then we have the minhagim are certain customs that have come from the traditional, right, halakha walking and application, right, of the Torah Shebiktav. Because some would try to dismiss the oral tradition, but then wait, even within the written law, it says to tell it to your children, right? Speak of it in your house, as we have in the Shema Yisrael. Speak of it when you're in your house, when you go about the way, right? So be conversant, and being conversant of it, right? It doesn't say, well, just unroll the scroll. No, as you have heard and you have received, communicate this, right? Shebe alpe, shebe alfe, be alfe, 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 on the mouth, by way of mouth. So here, once again, let's reason a little bit more on the Judaic theological tradition, right? And we will seek to look at it from our rabbi's perspective, Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, right? The theological tradition in relation to the written Torah. We can do this very well with the Brit Chadasha, with the New Testament. What are your views about the role of oral law, right? The oral law, or the Torah, Sheba'al Pe. Can you think of good reasons to respect this Jewish or Judaic, this Yehudi tribe or tradition? Come, make with reason, right? So discussion item right here, number 5. What do you think Rabbeinu Yeshua thought of Yehudi or Jewish tradition? It's an excellent discussion, reasoning topic. You just even right at the gate, right? Even if one has, especially if one has not really studied, because it's a view that we would have that's not according to the view that we would have after we do due diligent study. But what do you think of Rabbeinu Yeshua, of Yeshua HaNotri's thought of Yehudi or Jewish tradition? On the one hand, Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, he condemned the practice of donating tithes, the korban, to the Heikal, to the temple, at the expense, this is the context, at the expense of caring for one's parents. This is a noteworthy thing, which especially also applies and should apply, right, you know, to those who are the Brit Chadasha ones, right, so to speak, the Christians. So Yeshua, on the one hand, clearly condemned, as an example, the practice of donating tithes, what was called at the time the Korban, right, the Korban, at the temple, at the Heikal, at the expense of caring for one's parents, Mateo, especially one's elderly parents. In Matthew chapter 15, verses 3 to 6, Matthew chapter 15, verses 3 to 6. And he gave no weight to the custom of ritually washing hands and cups before eating, before general eating. Now for the priests and service, so forth and so on, we know it is written. But they extend this just to, you know, this customary thing. It became a ritual of washing hands and cups before regular common eating, according to Mark chapter 7, verses 3 to 13. Now, that's on the one hand. But now on the other hand, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, he agreed with the ethical teachings of the sages of his day. This is interesting. Ones don't know this. Ones don't teach this, that Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, a.k.a. called by the world Jesus Christ, Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, he agreed with the ethical teachings of the sages of his day. Can we give examples? Yes, we can. Can you give example? Yes, we can. Can you give example? Yes, we can. Example, Hillel. Hillel spoke about on neighbor love and love of neighbor. Shammai spoke on divorce, right? And when we look at Hillel, right, statements, and also when Hillel lived, right, at the time Hillel lived, and also Shammai, we will see where Yeshua drew from the best of the Yehudi tribe and tradition, but also condemned the worst of it. But he agreed with Hillel on neighborly love, on love of neighbor, with the sage and the rabbi Shammai on divorce. He also agreed with Shammai and others on the centrality of the Shema, even the Our Father prayer, the Avinu Shebashamayim. Avinu Shebashamayim is Yehudi, is Judaic, pre-existing before the time of the New Testament, what's known as the Gospel of the first century. This is facts. That's what we refer to him as Robeinu, and I and I, rabbi. And he read, right, and we know that Yeshua HaNotri, as was his, what does it say in the Bible, in the New Testament, as was his custom, right, he read Torah, right, he read the Torah during the Sabbath services, right, so he kept the sabbatical services, and he read HaTorah during the Shabbat Avodah, during the Sabbath services, et cetera, there's more. These are just some examples right here, for example. And therefore, it is a mistake to say, or to claim say, or to make it be heard to say, hearsay, that he categorically, you hear ones and ones in among Christianities, especially counterfeit white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, saying that Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, that he categorically rejected all the traditions of the elders. Come, make we discuss this right here. This is an important theme, important subject, an important topic of discussion right here, speaking about the traditions. So here we have, come make we reason, five of the 10 discussion topics, reasoning items. Come, make I, reason. So once again, it's a mistake to say that Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, right, that he categorically rejected all the traditions of the elders. No, he rejected the traditions of the elders that made void HaTorah, right, and particularly HaDabar of his father, of our father, of his Elohim, of Ayinai Elohim. Baruch Yehovah, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, I be by.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Thou shalt love no other God except the Lord thy God. Understand that, right? You know that. Like jumping. jumping young. Anytime, anywhere, I'm gonna put it on. Like the farmer said before we blow, do you choose my barn? If the little boy blue come and blow your horn, I tell ya, be like posted. Cause you shall rally, I'm only told. Be like posted, but I ain't gonna do that. I'm just a toast. If you hold my bag, jumping on the leg and then you're moving like a frog. I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on from dusk until dawn.
Tehillim Sefer Sheni Mizmor Membet Lamnatseach Maskil Livnekorach.
As the heart panteth after the water brooks.
Ke ayal ta'arog al afike mayim.
So panteth my soul after thee, O God, O God, O God.
Ke nafshi ta'arog elecha Elohim.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God?
Thy God, thy God.
When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Elohai, Elohai, Elohai,
O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God?
Aye, Elohecha.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, And my God, 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 and my God.
Yeah, in smoking sense of million, you gotta give thanks and praise unto the Almighty Lord, and jump, oh yeah, do it, yeah. Murder. him name Jah Oviyah, Jah man me gander, me king. Him name Jah Oviyah, in I am me to be a my chanter. Me man with the my round the amplifier. Me fling when they start me sound, no one can chant. They can't trust lyrics and go hear me utter. So if you are an adult or a teenager, say every day you wake, you may read a chapter. Beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah. The bottomless pit make we throw loose it on. The deep way we go jam and them take me silver. Them hang me pupa and rape me mother. Then she quit from the wonderful land of Africa. The slave did the plantation owner. The deep way we name jam and them call with nigga. The hunger where we no eyes to come in that shit. The same way say we ignorant and inferior. And superior to the complexion of them skin color. But I as a youth born as a super. The father than the bite from a tarantula. You hear say the fighter come to the speaker. But it sounds sweeter with the echo chamber. The R for the root, C for the culture. The S for the last, the earth rifle ruler. The ones as a lamb going to the slaughter. Now the conqueror lion and the tribe of Judah. Babylon with your ammunition. Cadetson at the ultimate destruction. Pope and Levi on the version. D.L. Jaman and Levi on the version. Come with here. Jaman the Kuna, couple like you. Me one for the street, don't go on for food. I ride for the dance, they make me too. If I deal with the system, I'm too. No black, me brown, me brown. No black, me ribs, me chest, me spine, me back. Chose a bucket, a bucket, a flop. With all of rock, but reggae, me chat. Cap on a buck, and the buck on a cap. On the back of my beard, and double at top. We ask no cold, let cool. No hot electricity, can't see a shot. Shot free for the mouth, no free for no rat. Down for the bottom, we reach to the top. Eat all the snack, they cross to the pop. Me run to the side, if we cut the crap. Me hungry again, me no eat the snack. Come from your youth, me no score, me no fat. Jimmy and dread, me edit, no plot. No living a house, me living a flat. Lot of you here with this rhythm drop. Your head, your toe, your body, your rock. From the body, my style, lyric, a tap. Put back, some back, come on, cut up a tap. Have a call, none of the ionized fat. Things are my trouble, Jah, not turning back. Me praise the Jah, me never will stop. Who worship, face and a foolish idiot. Jah, blow red, the devil, Jah, not. Who get a bullet, no mistakes of that. After a gun, pop, if I a shot. Malcolm X, then keep on the spot. Up in a Zion, the right, shut up. Down in a hell, the wicked, a rat. The sweetest singer, a sugar miner. The mother's comedian, a tenny, a rat. Jackal, a son, in a vampire back. But when him see son, him can't say that. You, yeah, them, that the youth can't talk. But I'm me, funny, mic is leaving. Not so long, Jah walk on the land. The people right, just as the man. Shout to the Maccabees, nine man. Preaching love to man and woman. To crucify by the Roman. They did it to cross, we put on a man. Rise again, the resurrection. With a him create the earth in heaven. 6 days, not 6 7. Give riches to King Solomon. Making wiser than all other man. He could make without a damn. Living in Babylon as a black man. With arm, the fear, the ritualism. When me weak, then set up me strong. When me right, then set up me wrong. Who me no check, the politician. No care who win the election. Pandemic, me please everyone, flashing down, celebration. Me God, me King, him name Jah Oviyah. Me God, me King, him name Jah Oviyah. Yes, it is fire, me so be a mic chanter. Me march with the mic round the amplifier. Me bring with the sadness and our culture. Me can't just lyrics there, but hear me utter. So if you are a adult or a teenager, say every day you wake, you can read your chapter.
Me up there in
תהלים ספר שני מזמור מבית למנצח משכיל לבני קורח. כאייל תערוג על אפיקי מים, כן נפשי תערוג אליך אלוהים. צמאה נפשי לאלוהים לאל חי, מתי אבוא ואראה פני אלוהים. הייתה לי דמעתי לחם יומם ולילה, ואמור אליי כל היום, איה אלוהיך. אלה אשכרה ואשפחה עלי נפשי, כי אעבור בשך את דדם עד בית אלוהים, וכל רינה ותודה המון חוגג. מה תשתוחחי נפשי ותהמי עלי, רוחי לי לאלוהים, כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניו. אלוהי, עלי נפשי תשתוחח, על כן אזכורך מארץ ירדן וחרמונים מהר מצער. תהום אל תהום קורא לכל צינוריך, כל משבריך וגליך עלי עלי. יומם יצווה אדוני חסדו, ובלילה שירו עמי, ותילה לאל חגי. אומרה לאל סלעי, למה שכחתני? למה קודר אלך בלחץ אויב? ורצח בעצמותי חרפוני צורריי, ואומרם אליי כל היום, איה אלוהיך. מה תשתוחחי נפשי ומה תהמי עליי? רוחי לי לאלוהים, כי עוד עודנו ישועות פניי ואלוהי.
צייח משכיר לבני קורח, כאייל תארוג על אפיקי מים. מזמור מזמור מים בית, מזמור מים בית. למנה צייח משכיר לבני קורח, כאייל תארוג על אפיקי מים. כן נפשי תארוג אליך אלוהים, צמא נפש לאלוהים לאל חי. מתי אבוא ואראה בני אלוהים? He here today is the psalm, lament of an exile. Mizmor mim beit, mizmor mim beit. Psalm 42, here, beginning book 2 of the Psalter. Psalms 42 to 72 of the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David. Here, we have the beginning of book 2 at mizmor mim beit. Mizmor Meim Beit, Psalm XLII, Psalm 42, Lament of an Exile. Lanatzeach maskil libnei korach, ke ayal ta'erog al ifikei mayi, kena shi ta'erog lecha Elohim, samana shi l'Elohim l'el chayi. Matay abo, we'erae b'nei Elohim? For the leader, the chief musician, to the chief musician Maskil, for the sons of Korah. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God, O Elohim. Lamenatzeach Maskil,
Libnei Korah, to the chief musician, for the leader, the musical director, for the overcomer. Maskil, what is a maskil? Maskil, what is a maskil? Here. Maskil, translated as instructive, didactic poem. Instructive, didactic poem composition. Here, from the H4905, and coming from Sakal, the H7919, Sakal means to be circumspect and hence intelligent. To be causatively, to make or to act in that sense, but to be circumspect. Often translated in the KJV, the root of maskil, as consider, expert, instruct, prosper, to deal prudently, to give skillful, to have good success, teach, to have, to make, to understand, to have understanding, to make, to understand. Wisdom, also brought out as wisdom, to be, behave self, to consider, to make wise, to behave wisely, to behave self wisely, to consider wisely, to make wise, also sakal at the root of maskil, here in the superscription here, to mizmor min beit, mizmor main beit, Psalm 42, we have a maskil, la menat seyach, to the chief musician. What is to the chief musician? Maskil from sakal. So sakal means to be circumspect, to make or to act circumspect, and in that sense, bringing out the sense of intelligent, wise, intelligent. So here we have maskil here in the superscription of today's psalm. First verse Hebraically, la menat seyach, maskil li b'nei korah, for the sons of Korah. Now the sons of Korah, this phrase, this in the superscription, the title, in the heading, is also the heading of Psalm XLIV to Psalm XLIX. That's Psalm 44 to Psalm 49, Psalm LXXXV, Psalm 85, Psalm 87, and Psalm 88. All have the heading of Li Bnei Korah. Of the sons, for the sons of Korah. It is related of Korah, that Korah, the father of the Bnei Korah, that he perished in the abortive revolt, in the revolt, the rebellion against Moshe in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11. But, it says in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, but the Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah, died not. So we read also of the Korahites, the Korahites who are among the Levitical choristers in Hahekal, in the temple, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 19. The words, the Debarim, the words here of the title may indicate that the Psalms enumerated were composed by this family, but more probably some say they were part of a collection that used to be chanted by them. So these songs here are attributed in today's psalm to the Bnei Korah. The collection used to be chanted by them. Today's psalm, as well as Psalm 44 to 49, Psalm 85, Psalm 87, and Psalm 88 all have the superscription Bnei Korah, the sons of Korah. For the sons of Korah, to the sons of Korah, here. Today's daily psalm. So the psalmist here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Main Beit, the psalmist recalls how he once worshipped, in Adonai's Hekal, in Yahuwah, Jehovah's temple. But now here in this lament of an exile, laments that he is now downpressed by enemies in a foreign land. So here, today's psalm is a theme as a lament of an exile. So the connectivity of the theme, lament, a lamentation of an exile, because in today's Psalm, Psalm 42, the psalmist recalls how he, or we could say even they, in the B'nai Korah, but it's brought forward in that first person, that individual, indivisible dual sense right here, that the psalmist recalls how he and how I and I once worshiped in Ha'adon, Hekal, in Adonai's, Adonai's temple, in Jehovah's temple, but laments, here's where the lamentation aspect comes in, that he and I and I is now, be now downpressed by enemies, being downpressed by enemies in a foreign land. In some of the medieval, during the Dark Ages, even though we the black Jews, the medieval Hebrew MSS manuscripts, they combine Psalm 42 and 43. So some of the medieval Hebrew manuscripts, the manuscripts from what's called the so-called Dark Age, they combine Psalm 42, today's Psalm, Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. Mizmor Mim Beit and Mizmor Mim Gimel Mim Gamel. Psalm 42 and 43 into one psalm. So here you hear, just getting a intro to Psalm 42, also an intro to Book 2 of the Psalter, Book 2 of the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalm of Praises, the Tehillim. So here we have the first verse, Hebraically, Lamenatzeach Maskil Libnei Korah, to the chief musician, a maskil, for the sons of Korah, a maskil of the song, the sons of Korah. So the context concerning the lament, we have a lamentation here, Hebrew blues here. One lamenting, being downpressed by enemies and friend enemies, enemies in a foreign land. So the foreign land brings out the exile. We used to call this and call this the Falasha Mora, even for I and I, we, the Beta Yisrael in Americas and the Caribbean, we, the once lost, now found, black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, we, the Hebrews, the Ethiopian Hebrews over here in this diaspora. So here, 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 so here, 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 so here, here, today's here, psalm, here, today's here, psalm, here, today's here, psalm, here, today's here, psalm, here, today's here, psalm. Here, this psalm here, it connects several of the Hebrew manuscripts, as we mentioned, connects this psalm, 42 and 43, as one psalm. And it's noted that Psalm XLIII, Psalm 43, the next psalm, the second part of this part one and part two. So here we are at the part one, Lament of an Exile. Right? The 43rd psalm is the only psalm in book two that has no superscription, thus that connectivity of Psalm 42 and 43 as one psalm. All the ancient versions, other ancient versions divide these two psalms, so that the separation, if such a separation took place as we have it today, this must have occurred at an earlier date. In the Mizmor, in the psalm, the chant, the Isis, I and I have a pathetic lament. The pathetic part of it is getting to the root of the word pathos. Pathos, pain. Pathos, pathology, having to do with pain. A pathetic, a painful lament, a painful lamentation by one who had delight or joy, whose joy had been to participate in the temple service, in the Hekal Avoda, but was now prevented from doing so. Who he was and why he was excluded from the sanctuary, the Mikdash, the Mekdes, the holy place, it's impossible to say accurately. But according to the context here, a feature of the Mizmor, of Psalm Mizmor Mim Beit, Psalm 42, is the greater length of the verses. And this is distinctive. The greater length of the verses we have in today's Psalm, Psalm 42, is distinctive of the Kina, Hebraically the Kina, or according to the Israelites of Ethiopia and according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and even the Orthodox churches, called the Kine, the Kine, the Kine, the Kina, Kine. It's a plaintive style in chanting, in the Isis, the Mizmor, the chanting. The best illustration being provided by the book of Echa, the book of Lamentations. The name of Lamentation is that sound, ech, the echa. That, like, it has a sense of how, almost like a how, why. It's a lament word, sound. So here, taking it right here in the opening of today's song, lament, a lamentation of an exile, the cry of a Levite, the tears almost of a Levite, Levitically speaking. So here we have in what would be the first and second verse in KJV, Hebraically would be the second and third verse, these two verses right here that reads, K'ayal ta'erog al ifik'e mayin, k'enafshi ta'erog eleka Elohim. Here, bringing out the translation, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. K'ayal ta'erog al ifik'e mayin, as the heart, k'ayal. Now, it's interesting here because heart, we have heart here, right? The word heart. What is a heart? A heart, an ayal. And ayal also is a noun masculine in Hebrew. Ayal. And why that's important will come out as we reason forward. Ayal is a stag or a male deer, is an ayal. So here, k'ayal, like or as k'ayal, as the heart, ta'erog, ta'erog. Now, ta'erog, the verb, is feminine. Since the verb is feminine, ta'erog, so it's like as the ayal, the stag, the male deer, she panteth. The more accurate translation, some say, is hind. And it accords better with soul. Soul is also feminine, the nefesh, or here in today's Psalm, Cain, nafshi, soul, soul, like soul, Cain, Cain, nafshi, yes, my soul, Cain, soul, my soul, Cain, nafshi, my nefesh, nafshi. The nefesh, the soul, the psyche, is also feminine, to which it is likened. So the ayah, here we have heart, but better, it will be hind in the feminine sense. Now, no more vivid simile could be imagined. A thirsty, timid hind, a female deer, a timid hind, fearful, she's fearful of attack at a pool or stream by stronger animals that congregate there, yet driven by the instinct, yet driven, being motivated by the instinct of self-preservation to find water that is essential to life. To life.
This is
life.
The context.
This is
life.
Context.
This is life. Context.
This is life. It offers a most striking analogy to the psalmist and to I and I here in rising up to chant Mizmor Main Beit, Psalm 42. Hunted by enemies and friend enemies, who feels that he cannot live without the spiritual, the irritical, the spiritual refreshment that he drew, that the psalmist and I and I in the chant have drawn from HaHekal, from the temple, from Hekalo, from his temple. Now, even bringing this out even a little bit more, here we're at the Hebrew Beit verse of Mizmor Main Beit of Psalm 42, at the Hebrew second verse that corresponds with the first verse in the KJV. So as the heart, here as enunciated, ayal, ayal, k'ayal, ayal, the male heart, the deer, the male deer or the stag, as a stag. K'ayal, like the stag, ta'erog, like she panteth. So like him, the male deer, ta'erog, the verb being feminine, she panteth al ifik'e mayim, al, upon, panteth on, panteth upon, al ifik'e, ifik'e, the brooks, ifik'e mayim, after or upon the water brooks, ken nafshi, so my soul, ta'erog. So here we have ta'erog for soul here in the second part of the KJV first verse in the Hebrew second verse. Ken nafshi ta'erog eleka Elohim. Eleka Elohim. Eleka. Eleka. To the I male. Eleka. Ka. Elohim. To the I male. O powers. To the I male. So it's not to powers or gods, but it's to he who be who he be. The powers. He is the powers. Eleka Elohim. So here. The meaning of the Hebrew, as we touched on maskil, right, has been brought out as instructive, even in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, bringing out in translation, corresponding with the sense of Timheret, like a teaching, maskil, can be a teaching, a didactic, instructive. So the instructions that we get here as we begin Book 2 of the Psalms, for the Talmudim in the Hebrew, the disciples, for the Dekem is a Morit in the Royal Amharic. Dekem is a Morit, almost as to say a child of the psalm, the child of the psalm, the psalms being instructive here. In the five books, we are in the second book here with today's psalm, Psalm 42. So the word maskil is derived from a verb, sakal, that means to be prudent, to be wise, to be circumspect. Various options of translating maskil, and to point to the Talmudim, the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, look up maskil in the KJV way they spell it, that looks like maschil, but it's not maschil, maskil, 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 right? The word here being brought out in various translations as contemplative song, a song imparting moral wisdom, moral chokmah, a skillful song, to say like a well-written song. And the term, as we mentioned, maskil, maskil, it occurs in the superscriptions to Psalm 32, 42, 44, 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, Psalm 78, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, Psalm 142, as well as a key verse in Psalm 140, Flika, Psalm 47 and 7, Psalm 47 and 7, where it says, for Elohim is king, is melech of the whole earth. It says, sing praises, sing Isaac, sing praises with understanding, with overstanding, sing a well-written song, sing a maskil, in Psalm 47 and 7, bringing out the word in the actual verse, which connects in the KJV translation of understanding, and I would say, you know, chant praises with overstanding, maskil. So maskil for I and I, called chosen people, Rastafari, would be as the overstanding sense, to be circumspect, to be wise, to be prudent, to be intelligent. So the term maskil, once again, occurs in Psalms 32, 42, 44, 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, Psalm 78, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, Psalm 142, as well as in Psalm 47 and 7. So once again, let's address this first verse here. 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 First verse here.
Yes, yes, yes. The first verse right there. Stay tuned, stay tuned. Going into more of today's daily psalm. First, this well-written maskil, Rastafari, maskil, enough skill right here. Here, Rosh Shiloh, hail the king.
Reggae fire. Yeah, she was there. አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaLaSalasi, yes I, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari, so, Rastafari. In the Aetis direct subject marker. For I will cast out nations before thee, enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man covet thy land. So here, the first verse, touching on the superscription. Now let's zoom in on the first verse. In the KJV, this will be verse 1 and 2. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, it will be verses 2 to 3. This section is themed his yearning, the yearning for communion, common union, communion with Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, with the power. So once again, verse 2 and 3 in the Hebrew correspond to KJV, verses 1 and 2, apart from the superscription. Ka'ayal ta'arog, al ifke mayi, ken nafshi ta'arog, leka Elohim. Samah nafshi l'Elohim l'El Chai. Matabo v'erayeh b'nei Elohim. Hear. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, I, O Elohim. My soul, she thirsteth for Elohim, for the living El, for El Chai. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? When? The question here, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? Matai abo ve'era'eh b'nei Elohim. Matai abo, when shall I come? Matai abo ve'era'eh, and I appear. Ve'era'eh, b'nei Elohim, and appear before Elohim. Now, since the accompanying verb in the first verse, KJV-wise, the bait verse in the Hebrew, k'ayal. Ayal is translated as heart. Ayal being translated as heart, as a stag, a male deer. But the verb, ta'erog, is she panteth. Ta'erog is she panteth. So we have the noun being male, and the verb being feminine, and the verb ta'erog is the very same verb we have in the B part, the second part of the opening verse, ken nafshi ta'erog eleka Elohim. So panteth my soul, ken nafshi ta'erog. So the ta'erog there, corresponding to k'ayal ta'erog, except that ayal is masculine, is a male deer, a stag, a male deer. So the accompanying verb is feminine in form. The noun ayal is masculine, should be amended. Now some amend this here within the reading of it, right? Some amend this here looking at the Hebrew and sometimes what has gone on with copy and copying it. There's something called haplography. If you look up haplography, H-A-P-L-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y, haplography. Haplography, some say the letter tau, the T, tau, or some say tav, has occurred. And therefore, the following verb, ta'erog, begins with tau. Therefore, the amending of k'ayal, like a stag, a male deer, to k'ayalet. Now, ayalet is a female deer. The ayalet is the hind or the female deer. This is why it reads, as the heart, the stag, or the male deer, a more accurate would be the hind, and bringing out the hind, the female deer, the ayalet. So instead of k'ayal ta'erog, some suggest that there was another tau after ayal for the feminine sense of ayalet. So would have read k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog. And the haplography means that, as it said, you have one letter, the same letter that ends the word, begins a new word. Sometime in speech and even in writing, that letter gets dropped because it's repeated in the first part of the next word. So instead of k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog. So if you go through, you can see, and also hear, most importantly hear, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayalet ta'erog, k'ayal ta'erog. Kayal ta'erog, kayalet ta'erog. Because in order to pronounce both the T at the end, the tau at the end of ayalet, and the tau at the beginning of ta'erog, to pant, she to pant. That's the key. She to pant. So thus we have the emendation here bringing out a more vivid simile, a thirsty, timid hind. Ayalet, she, ta'erog, she panting. Not k'ayal as a male deer, ta'erog, like a male deer, she pants, like a male deer, she pants. So therefore, the haplography of the letter tau no doubt is accurate. K'ayalet, ta'erog. Because then the consistency with the second part of the verse, kenafshi ta'erog. So my soul, the soul in the Hebrew, the Afro-Shemitic, is feminine. So the simile, the word picture, is a thirsty, timid hind. She's fearful of attack at a pool or stream by stronger animals that congregate, aggregate there, yet she's driven by the instinct of self-preservation to find water that is essential to life and liberty. K'ayaleta ta'rog, Allah ifekemayi. K'enafshi ta'rog leka Elohim. Bringing out that sense here, as the hind, as she panteth after the water brooks. K'ayaleta ta'rog, Allah ifekemayi. So panteth my soul. K'enafshi ta'rog, after thee leka Elohim. So pants, the sense of ta'erog, she panting, brings out the sense of panting with thirst. Ta'erog, ta'erog, my soul, she ta'erog. Ka'ayalet, as a female deer, ta'erog, she panteth. In spite of the very interesting ka'ayal, like a male deer, ta'erog. The Hebrew term nefesh, with the pronominal suffix nafshi contracted and pronominal suffix added. So nefesh is soul, nafshi contracting, nafshi like nefse, bamarinya, nefse, nafshi, nafshi with the pronominal suffix. Some say is equivalent. Sometimes this is equivalent to a pronoun in poetry. In other words, my soul, to say like my life, my inner life thirsteth. Right? Thirsteth now. The thirsting idea now, the panting is panting for water. So we have the ta'erog, first verse. Second verse, right? Sam'ah. Sam'ah, she thirsting, nafshi, my soul, she thirsting, she thirsty, sam'ah nafshi, sam'ah nafshi. And especially telling image here, going with the opening verse, in a sun-scorched east, where water is held to be very precious, in the sun-scorched east.
13 months of sunshine. It is used again. We have the same sense of Sama'a used again in Psalm 63, Hebraically the second verse in Amos, Amos chapter 8, verse 11, in Isaiah, Isaiah 55 and 1. She thirsteth, Sama'a nafshi, l'Elohim, l'El Chai. My soul, she thirsteth for Elohim, for the powers. She thirsteth for the power, for the living power. L'El, L'El, L'El Chai, L'El Chai, L'El Chai, L'El Chai, the power, the almighty Chai, the almighty life, the almighty living one, for the living almighty. Matayabo ve'era'eh b'nei Elohim? When shall I come? Matayabo, matay, 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 matayabo, matay, meche, meche, matay, meche, matayabo, matayavo, some may not say it's matayavo, matayavo, ve'era'eh b'nei Elohim. Matayabo, ve'era'eh b'nei Elohim. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, who is the fountain of living waters, of living, of running, of flowing, the living waters. Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Also Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 13. He who be, who he be, who he be, Ha'el, the power, the almighty, he be. Because he has the power, ability, he's almighty, Ha'el, he be the fountain of living waters, who alone, all one alone, can satisfy the thirst of a true mitmanan, a true admittant, called, chosen, and faithful admittant, one who believe, a true believer. Appear, appear before Elohim. This phrase here, with and Erae, Erae, Erae Pene Elohim, Erae Pene Elohim, appearing before the face, the Pene, the Fane, Fene, Erae Pene Elohim, Erae Pene Elohim, appearing before the face, the countenance, the presence, the perception. This is a technical phrase. Hebraically, this is a technical phrase. If I would say, yeah, I'm going to go and appear before Elohim. That's a technical phrase for pilgrimage to Heikalo, to Ha-Heikal, to the temple, Heikalo, to his temple, the Mikdash, the Mekdash. We have this also in Psalm 84 and 8, as well as in Exodus 23 and 17. This technical phrase, appearing, Era'e, in the sense of I appearing, Era'e, Era'e. Erae, 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 Pene Elohim, Erae, being seen, seen, sight, Erae, Pene, before, in the face of Elohim, in the face of the powers. This is a technical phrase for pilgrimage to the Heikal, to the temple, where he sets Hashem, his name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and also in the connection of the Aaron, the Aaron Ha-Edut, the Ark of His Testimony, the Aaron Ha-Brit, the Ark of the Covenant. But there's a little nuance here in the Hebrew that is interesting to share with the Talmudim, with the Chaburim, right here, here, here. When we look at this verse here, first part, we're here looking at verse 2 in the KJV, my soul thirsteth for Elohim, for El Chai. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? So we know that the phrase Erae Pene Elohim is a technical phrase for pilgrimage or going to the temple, going to the holy place, where he sets his name, the Hashem, and particularly in the Ark of the Covenant sense, where he says, there he will meet with I and I and I. So here we have from the first part of the second verse, Sama'a nafshi, le'elohim le'el chai. My soul, she thirsteth, v'ama'ah nafshi, le'elohim, for Elohim, le'elohim, le'el chai, le'el chai, 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 yes I, chai, living, for the living El, then bringing us here, there's not an expression I say. I say could be supplied in some of the translations, sometimes as an italicized, because from the first part of the verse, my soul thirsteth for Elohim, for El Chai, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? I say this because of the thirst, the thirst. So this here in the Hebrew reading of it, that sense of my soul thirsteth for Elohim, for El Chai, I say, when shall I come and appear before Elohim? Matay abo ve'era'eh b'nei Elohim? That sense of I say could be supplied in translation for stylistic reasons and for clarification. But from a Hebrew, an intelligent, a wise Hebrew reading reception, you get that sense. So this part is often sometimes listed almost as a quotation, depends on the version. But here's what we like to share right here. When will I go and appear to the face of Elohim? This also must be brought out and can be brought out in the translation from the Hebrew. Ve'era'eh p'nei Elohim. Translators translate and appear before Elohim. When will I go, matay abo, and appear to the face, and appear to the face, or appear the face of Elohim, appear the face of Elohim. Some now amend the Nephil, those who understand and studying the Dick Duke and the Binyanim, the patterns, there's a Nephil verb. The Nephil verb, right, has a sense of I will appear, E-ra-eh, E-ra-eh, E-ra-eh. Era'eh, era'eh in we'era'eh p'nei Elohim. I will appear. When shall I come and I will appear before or to the p'nei Elohim, to the face of Elohim. Some amend the Nephil verb, era'eh, to the kal verb. And the kal verb is now, I will see. So the Nephil sense has, breaking it down from the root sense of seeing, the Nephil sense be like appear, to be seen. Where will I be seen in the face of Elohim? Another way of bringing out the Hebrew. When will I be seen? When will I go and be seen in the face of Elohim? When will I go and be seen in the face of Elohim? Matay abo ve'era'eh p'nei Elohim. When will I go and be seen? So the Nephil has that sense of I will appear or I will be seen. So that Nephil verb, the era'eh, being amended in the Hebrew to the kal, and the kal is er'eh, er'eh, I will see, er'eh. So if we amend it and say, matay abo, we'er'eh p'nei Elohim, what do we have? When will I go and see the face of Elohim? When will I go and see the face of Elohim? Matay abo ve'era'eh, ve'era'eh, era'eh, era'eh, I will see. I see in the sense of I will see. Era'eh, era'eh, era'eh from the era'eh. Era'eh is I will be seen. Era'eh, I will be seen. This is why the vowels are very important, Hebraically speaking. Era'eh, I will be seen. Era'eh, I will see. Matay abo ve'era'eh p'nei Elohim. When will I go and see the face of Elohim? Where do we have this? We have this in Genesis, Genesis 33 and 10. Genesis 33 and 10. Here in the Vayishlach Torah portion, Genesis Bereshis 33 and 10, and Yaakov and Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found favor in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand.
For as much as I have seen thy face, as one seeth the face of Elohim, and thou wast pleased with me. So here, Wayomer Ya'akov, Al na im na matati chen be aineka we lakachita minachati miyadi ki al kain raiti paneka ki reot apne Elohim wa tirzeini Watir Tzeini, and you was pleased. So here's another reference. Here's a kind of a reference with the sense of the amending, because what we have in the Hebrew without the pointings is Wow, Aleph, Resh, Aleph, He. We have W, A, R, A, H. And now to bring out either the sense is the sense here, when will I come, or when will I, in the Hebrew, more abo is go. In that sense, go, like enter in. When will I enter in? Bo, right? So we have matai abo. When will I go? With erae and be seen, pene Elohim, and be seen to say, to appear in the presence of Elohim, or when will I go and be seen in the face of Elohim, or matai abo, when will I go with erae? And see Pnei Elohim, and see the face, the presence of Elohim. So this is one thing to bring out here, and the connection of what Yaakov says right here. And now Jacob said, Vayomer Yaakov, Nay, na, I pray thee, if now I have found favor in thy sight. Vayomer Yaakov, Al na, im na, matati chen be'aineka, then receive my present at my hand. Ve'lakachta min chati miyadi, for as much as I have seen thy face, ki al kain raiti apaneka, as one seeth the face of Elohim. Ki reot pene Elohim, as one that seeth the face. Ki reot, to see, seeing, to see. Ki reot pene Elohim, and thou wast pleased with me. Wa tilzani, pleased with me, wa tilzani. And please of Ani. So here, another connection, just bringing out this sense. So the Nephile can be retained if one understands what's known as the eight, the Aleph Tau, the eight before face. Right? So the Nephile form that it usually is brought out can be maintained, but usually there will be a direct object marker. This is what is being said. Usually there will be a direct object marker, that eight right there, and it's important, you know, to recognize that eight there. And a couple of reference verses given here is Exodus 34:24. So let's go to 34:24 right here. Exodus 34:20-24. So here we're getting to Exodus just to look at all the references so we can get a good groundation right here on the Hebraic sense. So 34:24. Give me one moment. Yeah, we're 34:24. Here's what it reads right here. It says, "For I will cast." Now this is on the ellipsis of eight. Eight, and the eight is direct subject marker. "For I will cast out nations before thee, enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man covet thy land when thou goest up to appear." See the sense? When thou goest up to appear before Yahuwah Eloheka, before he who be thy power,
three times in the year. So here is Shemot, Exodus 24, verse 34, Exodus 34, verse 24, Exodus 34:24, and it reads, Ki orish, ki orisha goyi mipaneka, wehirahavti et gibuleka, with lo yachmod ish et arzika, ba eloteka le raot, le raot et, there's an et, le raot et, right, le raot, e raot, le raot, to appear, le raot et apenei Yahuwah, before the face of he who be, who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim, shalosh pe'amim bashana, shalosh, three times bashana, three times in the year. So this connection even right here with today's psalm, a lament of an exile, one who for whatever reason was not able or precluded from going to the Hekal, going to the place that he has set the Hashem, his name, the temple, and appearing. We have in Exodus 34:24, Ki orisha goyima mipaneka we hirahabtia eta gebuleka we lo yachmod isha eta arzeka ba eloteka le raot eta pene Elohim eta pene Yahuwah Elohim shalosha pe amima bashana. So here, bringing out this verse, for I will cast out nations before thee, ki orish goyi mipaneka, cast out nation before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Wehirahabti et gibuleka, neither shall any man covet thy land. With lo yachmod tahamad, hamad to covet, yachmod ish et arzeka. Arzeka et, this is a direct subject marker, the ellipsis, et, right, kavet what? It says, willo yachmod, and no coveting ish, man, et, pointing out to what won't covet, arzeka, the I male land, ba eloteka, in your going up, in your alien up, alia, ba eloteka, in the I male alien up, le raot, to do what? What is the alot for? Ba eloteka, le raot, to appear where? Etapene. So the et is not found here in today's psalm. So not getting too technical there, but just showing the relationship of the Hebrew with the meaning, right? Ba elotika le raot eta pene Yahuwah Eloheika shalosha pe'amim bashana. So no man will covet thy land when thou goest up, when thou alliest up to appear. Ba elotika le raot, before the face, et appear where? Et pene, before the face of Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be, who he be, thy power. When? Shalosh, three, pa amin, three times, bashana, three times, shalosh, pa amin, bashana, three times in a year. And then we have just one more, Deuteronomy 31:11. So we have two senses that this verse here in today's psalm may be read, right? May be read right here. The sense that we have in translation, when shall I come, should be when shall I go and be seen before Elohim. But it's written as when shall I come and appear before God.
So here, looking at the second point of reference, we have 31, Deuteronomy 31, 11. Deuteronomy 31, 11. Here we go right here. When all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, in the place that he shall choose, thou shalt read this law, read this Torah, this law, before all Israel, call Yisrael, in their hearing. So thus also the tribe and the tradition of the Torah readings and feeding. Some call the weekly Torah portion the reading and the feeding, the manna. So here in Deuteronomy, the Barim, Deuteronomy 31, verse 11. Bibo, so you got bo again, bibo matai abo, when shall abo, I come. Here it has bibo, call Yisrael, le ra'ota eta p'nei Yahuwah Eloheka, ba makom asher yivachar tikra eta ha-Torah hazot neged kol Yisrael be'aznehem in their hearing, to almost say like in their ears, in their hearing, in their ears. So here it says when all Yisrael bebo in going, when all Israel goes to appear, bebo call Yisrael le'ra'ot. So the pointing here in today's psalm is we'era'e, and in the sense of appearing in the Hebrew, we have le'ra'ot, era'ot, le'ra'ot, to appear. Bibo, call Yisrael, le'ra'ot, et, there's the et. That's why it says that if one understands the Nephi can be retained. The Nephi is the one that we have here, we'era'e. The Kal of it will be er'eh, I will see. While we have era'eh, I will be seen. The Nephi, I will be seen. Era'eh, like the action upon one, like not one doing the action. Era'eh. So the era'eh can be maintained if one understands the et before face. We don't have the et before face here in today's psalm, Yizmor Main Beit, in the manuscripts. It says, Mataya bo, we era'e p'nei Elohim. It should have, Mataya bo, we era'e et p'nei Elohim. We era'e et p'nei Elohim. So if one understands that, this is why they gave these verses as reference, Exodus 34:24, which speaks of le'ra'ot appearing, et p'nei Yahuwah Eloheinu, and here in Devarim, Deuteronomy 31:11, when all Israel is come to appear before Jehovah thy Elohim in the place that he shall choose. More better translation, bebo call Yisrael, bebo in going, when all Israel goes to appear. Bebo call Yisrael le'ra'ot. Eta p'nei, before the face, Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheka, la'ai me'el Elohim, ba makom, ba in makom, in the spot, in the place, the makom. Asher, that which, yivchar, some say yivchar, bachar, choose. The place he choose, yivchar, tikra, the tikra here, speaking directly to Moshe, tikra, thou shall read, tikra, etaha Torah, hazot, tikra, you will kara, you will read, you recite, tikra, et, again, we have the ellipsis, direct object marker. You read what? Tikra what? Tikra et ha-Torah hazot. You will
Tikra ha Torah, the Torah hazot, this Torah, the Torah, the this, ha Torah hazot, neged, neged, before, like opposite, like face to face, opposite, before, neged kol Yisrael, before all Israel, be'aznehem, in their ears, in their hearing, hear, hear, hear. This is why this law, according to the Rebbanim, the Memheran, the book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Hadebarim, was only read, they say, in public by the king on this occasion, by the king, so that the book of Deuteronomy was read even from ancient times, according to the ancient record, by HaMelech, by the Negus, even Negus and Neges, by the king, on this particular occasion being spoken of here in Wayelech, right? Here in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 11. So we have two possible interesting readings right here. So here's what we did. We said, well, let's look at the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges. And let's see what the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges, what it reads here. Because sometimes, many times, have clarified some possible ancient differences in how things have come down to us right now, and we ask which one. But one thing is good to know is concerning the vowels, that there are more vowels. Some will tell you, some of the Israelites tell you about Hebrew, Israelites tell you about Lashon Kadash. And what they're doing is baby Hebrew, and they're getting stuck on that, the baby, Abba, Gada, so forth and so on. That's the basic, but there's more vowels than two vowels. There are these vowels, because otherwise you see the same letters. It's the same letters. Era'e is the same letters as Er'e, but it's the context. Is it Era'e, I will be seen, or is it Er'e, Er'e, is it I will see, Er'e, I will see, or Era'e, I will be seen, I will appear. So we gave you two reference verses in Torah from Shemot and Devarim, from Exodus 34:24 and Deuteronomy 31:11, being seen. Right? So here we have Mezmore Dawit Arva'an Bekinfuista Arva Hulet, Psalm of David here in the Metzav Kedus in the Psalter here from the parallel Psalms of David published by Yehuda Moa Anbesa Machiber by the LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society. Get a copy, Chavarim. Here, 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 just to scroll to this part for these first two verses. These first two verses right here. It says, Wala, or the superscription, Lemezemran alekaye kore lejoch timheret. As he said, the maskil in the Hebrew and even the KJV, the maskil, which is a kina kine, is brought out as a timheret in the sense of maskil, therefore from the Hebrew, from sakal, would be instructive, and instructive of the sons of Korah. Lanatzea maskil libne Korah vamarinya lemezem rana leka yekorei lejoch timheret. Kutaran, verse 1. Wala wada wucha mincha in the minafik abetu indihu nefse wada anta tenafkalech. Now it's interesting right here what we see bamarinya wala, the heart, hind, the heart in that sense, wada wucha, to the water minch, to the water source in the Hebrew, ifike mayi, right, in the mi nafik ta'erog, as he, this is as he in the mi nafik. So here we in the Metzav Kedus, the verb has been changed to comply with the noun. While the Hebrew here in the manuscript says ke ayal ta'erog, there amended more better, be consistent, ke ayalet ta'erog. But here it's as though the Metzav Kedus has ke ayal Ya'erog, Ya'erog, in the mi nafik, yinafik, in the mi nafik, Abetu. Abetu. So here we have Abetu, right, for Elohim, my father, his father, father of the house, in the singularity of his powers. Indeed, who like this, the Cain, Cain, Nafshi, Tarok, indeed, who Nefse, what a ante to the I male, what a ante corresponding to Aleka, Tenafkalech, Tenafkalech, she. So here the soul, the Nefse, is in agreement with the verb Tenafkalech, not Ye Nafkal, in the sense of in the Mia Nafik. So there, just going over verse 1. And coming here to verse 2, Nefse, what a hiyao amlak titemach. Meche, idarsalo, yamlakanisa fita meche ayalo. Meche ayalo, meche. So the meche is somewhat repeated here for emphasis. The meche in the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, corresponds with the Masoretic Hebrew, matai. Matai meche. Matai meche. So we have Nefse, my soul, water, towards Hiyao, the living Amlak, the living source, Tet Emach, she thirsteth. Sama'anaf, she, Lelohim, Le'el Chai, Le'el Chai, Le'el Chai. What's interesting right here is that in the Hebrew, we have my soul, she thirsteth for Elohim, for the living El, here, Bamarinya Nefse, what a hiyao, 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 chai, hiyao, amlak, tetemach. Meche darsalo. So here asks the question. It's not, as has been brought out sometime in Hebrew, when shall I come, becomes question one. When shall I actually hear Bamarinya, meche darsalo, when shall I reach? Darsalo, derese, darsan, midrash, and meche darsalo. When shall I reach? Matai abo, when shall I go? Matai abo, matai abo. We erayet pene Elohim. Here we have meche darsalo. Yamlakenesit meche ayalo. Here's the interesting part. Yamlakenes, yamlakenes, and of my amlak, of my source, feet, face, meche, meche, when? Ayala, when will I see? So here we have the sense of not the Nephil. The Nephil in the Hebrew is Era'et. I will appear, to be seen. Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, it brings out the sense of Era'et, Era'et, where some amend the Hebrew and point it differently as Era'et. So even the Royal Amharic, when we compare and contrast, we can check out pointing. So we have er-eh, er-eh, I will see, where er-eh, p'nei Elohim, and see the face of Elohim, matai abo, when will I go, where er-eh, where er-eh, where er-eh, p'nei Elohim, where er-eh, p'nei Elohim, meche darsalo, yam lakanesit, meche ayalo, when will I see? So not so much to be seen here, but to see. And that right there is agitation of meditation. How do we see? Seeing the Pnei Elohim. How do we see the face of Elohim? The El Chai, the living. Hiyao Amlak. So here. Just an opening groundation right here. On the Aleph, the Beit, the Gimel, you know, look more, Yesai, Rastafari. We have right here, there is the next verse, just a portion of the next verse right here, and this is the verse that reads, my tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day, where is thy God? Where is thy Elohim. Haita li dim'ati lechem yomam walayla be emora elai kol hayom ayye Eloheka Aye, Loheka. Aye, where? Aye, 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 Loheka. Aye, Loheka. Where is I, male Elohim? This is what they say to me. So here, in the KJV, this will correspond with the third verse. My tears have been my meat. Really food. Literally, lechem. Lechem is bread. My tears have been my food. Lechem, bread, grain, bread. Have been my bread. Yomam walaila. Yomam walaila. Yomam walaila. Yomam days, wa and laila. Days and nights. Haitali, to be for me. Haitali, dimati. Dimati, my tears. My tears, dimati. The anguish of spirit had driven from him, and I in this lamentation of an exile context, all desire to eat. Haita li dimati lechem yomam walaila. While they say be'emor in emor, in saying a lie, in saying to I a lie, in saying to I call all hayom, all the day, in saying to I continually, in saying to I all the day, literally all the day, call hayom. Aye, Eloheka. Aye, Eloheka. Aye, Eloheka. Where is thy Elohim? See, the lamentation here of an exile, falashamora, even I, the galu, the exile. He and I had been forced to leave I homeland and was dwelling among heathen goyim, other nationalities. They taunt him, they taunt I with the question, Aye Eloheka, where is thy Elohim? And this distresses, the distress here in the lamentation distresses him and I because it contains the implication that if he exists, as one would say, if God exists, if his God or Jah exists, blah, blah, blah. If the implication that if he existed, he was powerless to say that the power of powers is powerless to aid and assist those who had faith and who expressed and so to live faith and fidelity in him. What do we have here? We have firstly, just to update the KJV at verse 3 of Psalm 42, verse 3, my tears have been my food days and night. Days and night. Haita li dimati lechem yomam walaila. Yomam, days, walaila, and night. When, say to me all the day, bringing out the Hebrew force of the Hebrew, when, say to me all day, be'emor elai, call hayom. Be'emor elai, call hayom. When, say to me, it's not they, but when, say to me, like when it's said to me. Say, like when it said to me, be'emor, when it's amar, be'emor elai, to I, call hayom, all the day, call hayom. The suffix third masculine plural pronoun may, some say, have been accidentally omitted from the infinitive. Some say, well, we have be'emor, when say, be'emor, when say. The term be'amram. Note this, even in today's psalm, we have this here. We have this at the 10th verse in the KJV, when they say, be'amram, be'in'amram, amram, in them saying, be'amram, in them saying, when they say to me. So some say that the third masculine plural pronoun had somehow, that's the am. So here we have be'emor, point as be'emor. Some say when you look forward to the KJV 10th verse, corresponds to the Hebrew 11th verse, be'amram. Be'amram elai, call hayom. Aye, same question, aye. Aye, aye, aye Elohim. No, aye Eloheka. Aye Eloheka. Where is thy Elohim? Some say that, that's the am after the be ram, the third masculine, the suffix, the third masculine plural pronoun. So some say that this shows that maybe a very ancient psalm, maybe words inadvertently, but as we study the Hebrew, understand the sense of the Hebrew, we can even reconstruct these areas, right, where it has the Amram, Be'amram, and Be'emor. But even the force of Be'emor, when say, has its own force, Be'emor elai. So it could also be musical there in the sense of bringing out a heightened sense, not even saying as we have in the 10th verse, Be'amram elai kol hayom, Aye Eloheka, but here, Be'emor elai kol hayom, Aye Eloheka, where is, Aye, where is your Elohim, where is the I, male Elohim. So here, today's psalm, the first part of a two-part psalm here, Psalm 42, some of the key verses, opening verses, some of the attention to the pointing, right, the pointing, the tightening or the loosening of the cord, musically speaking, right here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Min Beit, Lanatzeach Maskil Ibnei Korah, Kayal taro galfik e mayim ken nafshi taro leka Elohim. Sama nafshi le Elohim le el chai. Matayabo, we ere, we erae pne Elohim. Haita li edimati alachem yomama walaila. Be more elai. Call hai. Aye Eloheka,
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 Aye
Eloheka, Aye Eloheka, Aye Eloheka, Aye Eloheka, Aye Eloheka, Aye Eloheka,
we want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So now the Jews, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one, to seek in Rastafari, to look up and just pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So now the Jews, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, to seek in Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David,
Alleluia, Alleluia, Congo, I can feel I see at the root of David, chant it out, Alleluia, Alleluia, Congo, I can feel
Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
Your mama is our Yahuwah Hasido. Ua Balela. Balela. Shio imi. Shia imi. Tisila le el hayai. Omra le el salai lama. Shekah shekah tani. Lama kodera lek. בלחץ האויב, ברצח, בעצמותיי, חרפוני הצורריי, באומרם אליי כל היום, היה אלוהיך, מה תשתוכחי נפשי, ומה תהמי עליי, הוכלי לאלוהים, כי עוד עודנו. ישועות פניי ואל חי.
Picking up at verse 8. Yet he who be who he be will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer to the El. El Chayai, Le El Chayai, by day, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh will command his loving kindness, and in the night, his song shall be with me, even a prayer to the El, the source of I and I life, Le El Chayai, Yomama, Yitzaweh Yahweh, Uwa Hasado, Uba Laila, Shira, Emi, Shira Emi, Tefila Leela Hayai. By day, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh gives charge to his mercy, and at night his ode, Shira, shall be with me, shall be with I. Here we have a point in that Shiro, but it's the Shira, the old, the song, the old shall be with me, a prayer to the El, Le'el, the El Chayai. Here picking up at the 8th verse in the KJV, yet Yod-Heh Weh-Heh will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song, his ode shall be with me. His ode shall be, as we point out, the italicized words are added to give a little bit of flow there.
to the English translation. But in the reading, without the italicized, it gives more the force of the Hebrew. And in the night, his song, his ode, with me. Ooh, balayla, shira imi, tefila le'el hayai. Ooh, balayla, in the night, and in the night. Ooh, balayla, shira imi, shira imi, with me, imi. Tefila le'el hayai. Just as Elohim, the true good, the true God, he knows, he directs the mighty flow of waters around him. So the conviction deepens in him and in I and I that he, even he who be, who he be, yod hey, we hey, 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 his divine majesty is directing the flood of troubles, and will see that he is not, and that I and I is not drowned in them by day and by night. Key words, your mom, first word in the Hebrew, your mom, Yitzaweh, your mom, Yitzaweh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, your mom, Yitzaweh, Yahuwah, Hasido, command, shall command his loving kindness, daytime, he who be, we be, shall command his loving kindness. Ooh, balayla. So we have your mom, the day, daily. Ooh, and balayla, in the layla, in the night, balayla. By day and in the night implies constantly, itinually, all. I was all the time. Will command his loving kindness. If appearances, how things may seem to be, lead to the so-called belief that Elohim's love had been withdrawn, he will, as it were, order it to become again operative. He who be who he be will order it. Thus the wording, your mom, Yitzaweh, Yitzaveh, Yitzaveh Adonai, Hasido. Your mom, Yitzaweh, Yahuwah, Hasido. He will command. And his loving kindness, Hasido, again, would become operative. So even with the earlier verse, where that hopefulness of the refrain seemed to have passed away around about verse 6, here he will command he who be who he be will command his loving kindness. Your mom, Yitzaweh, Yahuwah, Yehovah, Hasido, to begin again, will be operative for him. His song. The song is a song of praise, song of praise. Shira, 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 ubalaila, shira. The old shira in me, shira in me, shira in me. Tefila, prayer, tefila, le'el hayai. Song of praise to Elohim, prayer. Tefila, in the Hebrew, tefila. Tefila. The essential idea of tefila is meditation, is mediation. It's a meditation, yes, but the purpose or the essential idea in tefila is mediation, the medium, the media, the prayer. The prayer, tefila, tefila, le'el, my prayer to El, source, chayai, of my life, chayai. So the essential idea of tefillah, tzelot b'marinya, we say in Amharic, tzelot, but here tefillah in the biblical Hebrew is the mediation or interpretation. This is the key. The essential idea, what's that seed of the idea of tefillah, mediation or interpretation. Prayer is, in fact, a provision of human nature for mediating between the individual, the indivisible dual, the individual, and Elohayo, Amlaku, and his source and his true God, true good. And interpreting, judging, it's interesting we look at Pala, pala. We touched on this before, but look into the root of tefillah, the pala, right, and how it has a sense of a kind of a weighing, a kind of a judging, right, that judging, that weighing, right, that mediating, the mediating between the individual, the indivisible dual, and which is the individual, and his source and his true God, the true good, and interpreting his, as one would say, the religious or the more better spiritual, irritical, the psycho, the suke, the soul, the psycho-spiritual, thus the indivisible dual, the soul and the spirit, the psycho-spiritual, one might say the feelings and the longings or the innermost of the innocence in that silent prayer and that going within one's closet into the chapel, into the sanctuary. And Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach also brought this out in the Gospels, you know, that prayer, when we pray, right, we pray with that state of mind, knowing that we shall receive, right, even as the mustard seed. Verse 9, Chabarim. Moving on to verse 9, it's the Yod verse in the Sefer Tehillim, but here in the KJV, it's the 9th verse that reads, I will say to Elohim, I will say to Elohim, my rock, Omra le'el, to El, le'el sala'i, lama shekachetani. Why has thou, lama shekachetani, shekachetani, why has thou forgotten me? Why has thou forgotten I? Lama kodera elek, elek, elek. Why do I go mourning, because of the oppression, rephrase, the downpression. Lama kodera eleka belachata oyev, the downpression of the enemy. Why do I go mourning? Why do we go mourning, depressed, downpressed? Right, because of the kind of squeezing. Why do you look downcast? Why, looking downcast, do I go at the squeezing of the oyev, oyev, oyvai, oyev, 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 right? The oyev, right? Some say oyev, oyev. I shall say, omra, saying, speaking, word, sound, power, omra. Omra, I shall say, Omra, I shall say, Le'el Sala'i, to El, the source, Sala'i, the Sali, Sala'i, Sala'i, Sali, Sali, to El Sali, to El, my rock. I will say to him, Lama Shekachetani, Lama, Lama Shekachetani, why have you forgotten me? Lama kodera elekta bilhata oyev. Why do I go mourning? Why looking downcast? Elek, elek. Do I go? Do I try? Elek bilhata. At the squeezing, at the downpression, right, of the oyev, oyev, of the enemy. I will say, we can render this from the Hebrew, let me say, permit me to say, let me say, Omra, 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 let me say, I will address myself to the El Chayai, to the El of my life. I will address myself to the rock, right, the rock. The Salah, right? The Salah-i, my rock, the Salah, Salah, Salah. They say Salah, 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 Yeshuati, to the rock of my salvation, the rock of my victory, and urge upon him the soul's insistent question. Instead of me trying to give instruction to my soul and tell my soul, like in the earlier part, right, in the refrain, I will urge upon he who be who he be my soul's insistent and persistent question. Why? Why?
kind of crying, the why, even that question, why, even in the Hebrew, lama, 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 lama. Shekachetani, lama, kodera, eleka, belachata, oyeb, belachat, why, lama, lama. Such an expostulation often arises from psalmist and prophet. We find this in the word, sound, and power of both the psalmist and the prophet. Such an expostulation. In other words, addressing myself to El Elohim, to El Chayai, to El, who is the rock of my salvation. And I will urge upon he who be, who ye be, in the innermost of the innocents, the souls insistent, my soul, my psyches. It's all about the soul. Right? Her question, lama. I cannot answer her question. My spirit man, my personal spirit man cannot. I must rely upon the Holy Spirit, upon he who be who he be, to speak to she. And so this is the expostulation that often arises from the psalmist and the prophet. Why this seeming apathy, pathos, a pathetic pathos, the pathos, the apathy. Why does it seem as though this apathy on the part of Elohim, which gives sore, this is what gives the occasion to the enemy, to the Oyeb, to blaspheme, to the Oyeb, the Oyev, to the enemy, to slander. So here we move forward, right, moving forward, forward, onward and upward, Chabarim. Here we move to the 10th verse, today's daily psalm, Psalm 42, beginning off book 2 of the Psalter. As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies, haters, the enemies, they reproach me. While they say daily to I and even to I and I, where is thy God? Where is thy God? Beretzach. Biretzach, biretzach. In, it says in the KJV, as, but really in, biretzach, biretzach, retzach, the retzach, the crushing, biretzach, biatzamotai, in the crushing of my bones, biretzach, biatzamotai, cherfuni asorerai, Kharfuni sorerai, kharfuni, my adversaries, the ones afflicting me, they berate it, they revile. Kharfuni, they revile me, kharfuni, they revile me, kharfuni sorerai, the sorerai, the adversaries, the sorerai. The ones afflicting me, berated me, the ones afflicting me, reviled me, the ones afflicting me. Charfudni asorarai. Bi amram. In saying, bi amram. How did they afflict Aina? In saying, bi amram. Elai, elai, to I, elai, to I, kol hayom. Elai, kol hayom. Bi amram, elai, kol hayom. Aye, aye. Aye Eloheka, aye Eloheka, aye Eloheka, aye Eloheka, Eloheka, aye. Where, while in there saying to me, each day, all the day, where is thy El Elohim, Eloheka, where is he? A crushing in my bones. In a crushing in my bones, of crushing my bones, as of a crushing in my bones. Biretzach, biatzmotai, biretzach, biatzmotai, as a crushing in my bones. They're mocking, they're scoffing, they jest, they taunts, their revilements. This is what is afflicting I and I. They affect him and I and I and we so deeply that he even feels and perceives physical physical pain. This is how deep the affliction be. This is how deep it is. Say, where is your Elohim? And this here brings us to the 11th verse. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? the question again, the refrain. The refrain as we have it in verse 5. Why art thou cast down? Like the chorus line. And also in the next psalm connected with this psalm, we have it in the 5th verse of Psalm 43 and 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why? Lama. Why art thou disquieted? Why do thou moan? The moaning, symbol of the disquiet, the uneasiness, the dis-ease, the lack of the ease, the disquiet, the dis-ease, the moaning. Why art thou disquieted within thy? Hope thou in Elohim, in the true God, the true good. For I, note this, for I, speaking to his soul, I and I speaking to our soul in the indivisible dual, for I, he say, and I say, for I shall yet praise him who is the health. See, here we have the health of my countenance, the health of my face, and my God, and my true good. Ma, tishatochi nafshi, uma, te mi alai, hochli lelohim, ki od odenu, yeshuota panaya welohai, the salvation of my countenance. It's interesting that the KJV has right here, who is, it says, that's italicized, so really it is, I shall praise him. The health, they use the word health, we have Yeshuot. What's interesting is it's the same verse that we have verse 5, which is the refrain, which is the chorus. So here the salvation, to zoom in on the words, salvation of my countenance, the salvations of my face, the salvations of my presence, the salvations of my perception. How do you see these things? You're going through even the seeming appearance of things, seeming forsakenness of things, even while in the exile of things. Ma, right? Ma, right? Ma tishatochi nafshi uma te emi alai hocheli lelohim ki for od ki od ki od for hope in Elohim, for I shall acknowledge to him. Ki od odenu. Ki od odenu. Yeshuot panai welohai haliai. The health. So the health of my countenance is the salvations. In fact, they have health, and health is connected with Yeshua, Yeshuot, in that sense. But the word is plural. It's a plural pointing, Yeshuot, as in verse 5, and also in the next companion psalm, the next psalm 43 and 5, the same chorus line, the same refrain right here, salvations, victories, the plural pointing to the many, 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 enough acts of providence. Yehovah Yireh, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh, I and I provide, Xavier Yazgaja, Yayal, right, he provide, he shall provide, Jah will provide, by which he had benefited in the past. So here in recalling, recounting right here, and giving that instruction again to the soul. The countenance, word for countenance, panai, also have this in the Vayishlach, especially in the Vayishlach, right, Torah portion, the eighth Torah portion, reading and feeding. We have it there with Paniel, the face. I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved. Ki od odenu, Yeshuot, Panaya, Elohai. The countenance, the face, the presence, and in the innermost of the innocence, the perception. This is the face, for example. The face is the representative part of the entire person, right? The importance of the face, and Hebraically speaking, also needs to be brought out more in Jah Grace, and thus the connection with Peniel, right? That place where Yaakov, the patriarch, said,
said,
I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved. In today's daily psalm, this refrain repeated again, right? He was in the depths of depression, in exile, the pathos, the suffering, the feelings, mixed up moods, the attitude, how things appeared to be. He saw himself beyond the borders and the frontiers of Zion and the Holy Land and the temple. And now here again, how he brings it around again to strengthen his soul.
Vashem Yeshua, Lela Tov, Ad Boker Tov, Chavarim, Shalom, Yeshua Shalom.